Oh, the mics were on all the time. What a show we'd have. What a show we'd have. Thursday Music Club, let's do it now. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us now in the studio. In the studio.
Yeah, well, wow. It's nice outside.
Well, you phone it in so much. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks for noticing the color of my hair.
It's terrific. You kind of have mood hair, and I thought because of the red tints you were angry, and I wasn't going to bring it up.
Mood hair. Where do you come up with it?
I don't know.
You're amazing.
Am I close? I'm sorry, what was that last part again?
You're amazing.
Fantastic. So what's going on with Play Forward?
Lots of great things. Great things.
Tell me.
All right, so we still need those two violins. Okay. I can purchase one for $75. So if anybody wants to buy that for us, that would be great.
Okay.
So we'll put that out there in the airways. And we have, this is cool. Isaac Cherry from Urban Future called me the other day. He'd heard about the program from some musician friends. And he didn't even expect to get anybody on the phone, which was really great that I answered. And his request was for 13 drum stands, snare drum stands, mm-hmm. for his students. Right now, they're actually bucket performers. They're street performers. And they do have some snare drums, but they don't have any stands. So these kids in this program are basically using ropes around their necks to hold up their snare drums. And they're going to this affluent high school in a few months to do a competition with them. And they really wanted some straps and some stands. So Play It Forward purchased him 13 stands, which is huge. It's like $700. And we got that gifted from Mozingos through our Steve Harvey connection with them. So little things like that make a world of difference to our students in St. Louis.
PlayForwardSTL.org for more information about how you can help and what they're looking for. And any instruments you've got laying around. If you've got keyboards, not pianos.
Still don't need them.
Guitars, basses, anything like that. Absolutely could be put into the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise get a chance to have some music in their world. Any fundraising events coming up for you anytime soon?
Well, we do. And I also wanted to mention, too, again from Mozingos, their clientele has been so generous with Play It Forward. They've given us three keyboards and a bass guitar, and that on Monday is going to the JTC Academy. It's in a program in East St. Louis. It's an after-school program for young men that are having some struggles emotionally and physically, but they've incorporated music and arts in our keyboards are going to go into that program to assist them musically. Events coming up. Mardi Gras. It's a big one. Remember you were going to come in? You and Suze are going to bartend for us?
Don't remember
volunteering?
No, I don't really remember that conversation, though.
I think the phone went dead when we talked about that last. Any hoops?
No, I think I remember it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, vividly.
Thank you.
Witness.
March 1st. We'll be down on 7th and Broadway in the thick of it for the Mardi Gras celebration. Each year, Mardi Gras gives us a booth. We sell their beer and hurricane throughout the day, and they cut us a check a couple months afterwards. It's usually for about $2,000.
Yeah,
so great fundraiser for Play It Forward.
Good deal.
All
right, your other hat, turning us on to some local sounds. What, pray tell, are you going to share with us this time around?
Well, this was kind of fun. I actually met these musicians on Tuesday.
Imagine that. Met a musician. Probably last call at a bar. Be my guess. Nice apartment. Go ahead.
You're so wrong. You're lucky you're sitting that far away. I know they move things, so I can't throw anything at you. Anywho, this band, North of the Quarter, which I've heard of them before, and I think we featured them on the Thursday Club years ago. Anyway, they were in the bar dropping off some promotional materials. I asked them if they would like to be a part of the Thursday Music Club, and of course they said yes. So North of the Quarter, fun band. You can check them out, northofthequarter.com, and also on Facebook. They're a New Orleans type soul, funk, R&B, rock band. Eight-piece band. I love it. I love the big bands. So on Friday, February 21st, you can catch them at My Home, Broadway Oyster Bar, from 10 to 2. And we got some Mardi Gras stuff coming up. Friday, February 28th, they'll be at the Mayor's Ball at St. Louis City Hall from 6:30 to 8. And on Mardi Gras Day, March 1st, they're at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden from 1:30 to 4:30. And then on Sunday, March 2nd, they're at the St. Louis Zoo from 1 to 4 for the family party, which they do every year at the St. Louis Zoo, which I love. And they're at Roper's Regal Beagle. Say that three times.
No.
Okay. And Godfrey, Illinois, from 6 to 10, and that's the huge Fat Tuesday party, and I believe there's a buffet and a big celebration there. So, again, North of the Quarter, lots of shows coming up for the Mardi Gras festivities. Check them out. And this track is called Dumaine.
north of the quarter. A lot of shows, especially around Mardi Gras.
See, that's a party we need to get invited to, John, at Mayor's.
I've been Mayor's Ball. Many times, and not to, you know, shoot a hole in it, but acoustically, it's not the best place for live music because it's all marble. You know, big tall ceilings, and it's all marble, and it's just the sound is kind of rough.
It's right there in the, just right in the entryway?
El Monstero, yeah, in the rotunda. El Monstero played there last year, which was strange. But 6 to 8, which means there's probably going to be another band on the bill, because that goes pretty late into the night, and nothing more fun than drinking with the mayor and people. By the way, the mayor's going to be on with me tomorrow when I'm in for McGraw, part of the Heat Up St. Louis thing, but we'll save those promotions for later. It's all about Sam right now.
Yeah, nice name dropping. The mayor will be here tomorrow.
Local, well, listen to you. Well, this band, I got to know these guys, and let me just say.
You want to go round and round? You want to go?
You got anybody else?
Yes, I do. So this is coming up for all you Valentine people out there. It's my favorite holiday. I just love it.
Do you hate when the words aren't there?
It's awesome. Let me get back to my notes. So get fired up for the Burnin' Love Festival. Valentine's Day, February 14th. And they're going to have 14 heated tents. That's at Art Hill.
It is. It's they're part of turn, the SDL 250.
Exactly. They're going to turn Art Hill into Heart Hill. I think that's catchy.
Proposals and vow renewals. And they want to get 250 couples. That's the goal.
Wow, that clears up my mind why I'm not going. Just saying.
Okay.
Going to mention it. So St. Louis is celebrating its 250 year. And I think this is the first time they've done an event like this at Art Hill. And it's huge. So the doors open at 4:30. They're going to kick off the show with a Stan the Man DJ. They're going to have a Cakeway to the West press event. Aaron Bodie's on the bill. They're going to do a video presentation. Memories of Elvis, our friend Steve Davis. Pokey Lafarge, one of your favorites, and another video presentation. This is kind of a big deal.
Very big deal.
Yeah, they're expecting thousands of people. And the National Blues Museum will be there representing. And the Royal Rhythm and Blues All-Star. This is my favorite lineup. Can I just mention a few of these names?
Go ahead.
All right, then.
And then tell us which ones you dated. Let me guess.
Okay, let's play that game. Okay. You guess. All right. Denise Times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marsha, I love Denise. Marsha Evans.
Ooh, socially. Sorry,
Jenny. Big George Brock.
Weekend in New England.
Whoa. Big George Brock.
Oh, my goodness. Renee Smith, Jeremiah Johnson, Eric McSpadden, my favorite.
Twister game.
Skeet Rogers. Silver Cloud, which I was surprised to see her name on there, which I love. Willie Atkins, Dave Black, Jim Rosse, Stuart Williams, Brian Casserly, Jim LeClaren, Tom Maloney, Bennett Schaefer, Bob Rowe, and Rich McDonough.
No, she's going fast, so we can't throw our little commentary in there.
You know what they say, once you go Dave Black, you never go back.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of their pants she still has in her house, though.
You guys are so cheesy. Unbelievable. Anyway, after that stellar lineup at 9:15, at 10:20, you're going to catch a bunch of fireworks. So I think it's a great event for you Valentine loves.
You got some music from the Walkin' Blues peoples?
We do. I pulled this off. It's called Walkin' Blues. And this is from the St. Louis Social Club, but it's half of those members, so I thought we'd spin this one.
Good enough. And don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information about how you can help out with all that other stuff. Samantha Fisher, thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Can't wait to see what the hair color is going to be next week.
Yeah.
So excited. All right, coming up in mere moments, it is coming to a street near you. It's the Cupid Undie Run. We'll tell you more in just a few.